the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. 019. Sita's Siddhis and Dream Diksha. When Sita Devi was a young girl, there was a huge festival on the opposite side of the Ganga, which at that time was filled with stormy waves. Sita's father, Nrisimha Bhadudi, crossed that raging river in a large boat, but fearing the safety of his daughters, Sita and Sri, he prevented them and prohibited them from going, so he left them home alone. Meanwhile, back at the home, feeling left behind and missing that big festival on the other side of the raging, stormy, Vaishakhi, rainy Ganga, Sri and Sita Devi just effortlessly walked across the Ganga like mystic yogis. After her marriage, Sita Devi, always pleased Advaita with her superb cooking, one day, while Sita Devi was serving rice to Advaita Prabhu, Sita's veil blew off her head, but immediately Sita Devi replaced her veil with two hands while simultaneously manifesting another two hands to continue serving the prasadam to all the brahmana guests at her husband's home. Seeing that Sita Devi had four arms, two arms holding her veil and two arms serving the rice, they were astonished at this divine mercy. At that time, indicating with his eyes, Advaita Prabhu reminded Sita Devi, "O Sita Devi, this is the age of preaching." Then quickly Sita Devi withdrew the two arms. One day Sita Devi had a dream. In that dream, the guru of Advaitacharya, Sri Madhavendra Puripad, appeared. And he said, "My name is Madhavendra. I am the guru of your husband, Sri Advaita Chandra. I will give you the same Siddha Diksha mantra, and by chanting this mantra, you will attain Krishna." Sita Devi said, "Oh, I am truly fortunate today. Please purify my heart with this mantra Diksha." Then in her dream, Madhavendra Puri gave Krishna mantra Diksha to Sita Devi and then disappeared. After hearing about this the next morning, about Sita Devi's dream of Diksha, Advaita Prabhu, he replied to his wife, "Acha, Devi, this is very nice. You're so fortunate to have a dream of my Gurudev. This is very special and very unusual. And it's very nice that you heard of mantra in your dream. According to scriptural rule, one is actually initiated, or one has actually attained Diksha, only when the guru personally speaks the sacred mantra into the disciple's right ear in a solitary place. Getting initiation or receiving Diksha mantra in a dream is not considered Diksha. Thus, very soon, at an auspicious time, I will directly give you mantra Diksha." Sri Advaita Prabhu ki jai, Sri Sitanath ki jai, Sri Sita Devi ki jai. Thus ends the story of Sita's Siddhis and Dream Diksha.